Hey everybody, it's Dan Dan, the healing man, and welcome to the Most High Show.
Yeah.
Pastor, reverend, leader, speaker, all-out insane human being, Christian and I are going to be talking today about how to deal with conflict resolution in a way that will empower you and leave all your options open. Yes, okay, and thank you. Coming up next on the Most High Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the Most High Show, a show about recovery, spirituality, and the 12 steps. Produced, hosted, and posted by people in recovery who've been given strength and hope and want to share it with you. If you or someone you love is suffering, we want you to know you are not alone. This is the Most High Show.
Dang, this guy, Tom's up in the building.
Woohoo!
Mr. Tom's Neighborhood.
Mr. Tom's Neighborhood. It's a good place, Mr. Tom's Neighborhood, with the big, giant, Great Dane across the street that's always like, hey, what's your name?
Yeah, right.
I don't know what he's saying, but he's saying something.
Yeah, this podcast today is brought to you by the maker of the letter B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the number 7.
And the Digital Underground Talk How You Like Posse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
No, today we're in Tom's studio, which has a name.
Oh, what is it?
What's the name of the studio? The Rec Room Studio.
Rec Room, right on.
We're in Cumming, Georgia. Yeah. And if you're not from Georgia, then that name of the city sounds really weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, once you grew up here, it's not a big deal.
It takes a little while. Like, it was about 6 years of living here before I quit putting my old city down for where I live.
Right, because you didn't want to write it down.
Yeah, even on the internet, it's kind of like, you know, it's just odd. Yeah,
right. Yeah. So this is a great spot. Really thankful to be here. Mainly because we just come here and we just get to do our thing.
Yeah.
And my man Tom takes care of everything else. So that's really cool.
And, yeah, cool.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure to shout that out. So if you're looking for a place to record podcasts, get your thizzle on. You're trying to jump into this podcast game before it gets too hot. You know what I mean? you don't want to be late to the podcast game.
No. Holy moly.
But that's a big thing. Like, I've had people come up to me, and how do you do it? What do you do? And you know what I mean? Like, you can try and do it yourself. But the benefits of coming to a place where you know you're going to have a professional do it, he's going to be listening to the sounds, and then, you know, you get a finished product at the end. That's key.
It is key. It's awesome.
Yeah, and so... today, we're talking about this. Yes, okay, and thank you. Conflict resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say personally why this is really important. And it came up in a fellowship last night, and it comes up for me that there are times when I know I need to deal with something, a conflict, right? It's probably in most cases not a terrible situation, but in my mind will create... it's kind of like all or nothing thinking, right? So it's like, how do you tell a client, hey, you know what? Like, things are going great, but now we're going to need to adjust the scope of our work has changed. So now instead of it being X amount, we're really looking at this amount, which is a great normal conversation to have in business. But in my alcoholic brain, in my head, it runs through it as I don't know how to navigate that conversation because to me, I see it as a conflict and it's this great thing. In reality, it's fine, right? Sure.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm making it up. You know, it's all or nothing. I'm imagining tables getting turned and I'm walking out and it's loss of relationships and it's insanity, right? Yeah,
sure.
But I know that thanks to the time together last night with some brothers in the fellowship that I was, oh, okay, cool. This is a reminder I'm not alone in this, that this is what happens.
Yeah, of course not. We all run into that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And the beautiful thing about conflict resolution is the conflict doesn't actually exist between me and another person.
Mm.
It exists between me and the desired outcome.
Ah, yeah.
So how do I resolve the conflict in me so that I can achieve the desired outcome? And that's ultimately... what conflict resolution is about.
Yeah,
I'm not going to make anybody do anything. I probably am not going to persuade them all the way to my direction.
Yeah.
We may or may not come to some sort of compromise.
Yeah.
And like you, my imagination never imagines the fantastic, beautiful outcome
right.
Where the rainy day becomes sunny and the flowers instantly bloom.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what happens. It's I can go much further with the undesirable outcome in my imagination.
Absolutely, man. It's interesting. And what I like about what we're about to go break down is the idea of God is brought into this.
Oh yeah.
Right? And I think there are a lot of courses and thoughts and conflict resolution, and I think all of them are kind of all built on that pretense of controlling the outcome.
Right.
Yeah. And so here we're saying that's not, we might get a desired outcome.
Yeah.
And that comes from the trust and the surrender to God as we understand it.
Yep.
But you're not so tied to what's going to happen at the end of this.
Sure. So when we think about desired outcomes too, you know, it's important to think of the two primary desired outcomes, is there's a lot of them going on
right
when I find myself in conflict.